Darren Woodson has joined us, and is here on behalf of Crown Royal and Crown Your Day Game. I was just talking about Troy Aikman and DeMarcus Ware mentioning that maybe the Cowboys the leadership is they have a lot of problems, and of course the headlines are legends skewer Cowboys. They're just two guys having their opinion. As a guy who played his whole career in Big D, what do you think about the Cowboys? How about them Cowboys, Darren?
Yeah, it's been rough. The Cowboys have been, it's been rough, and I agree with what you just said with Troy and DeMarcus Ware said is, you know, it does. There's a leadership issue on this football team, and you know when you get into these rough times, of course you're looking for your leaders to step up, and make sure guys get hyper focused on the task at hand, but. You know, there's so many other underlying problems outside of leadership. Look, I think it starts this offseason with Coach McCarthy coming in through COVID and having those obstacles to deal with, not seeing the players and having to implement offensive schemes and defensive schemes via Zoom calls, which is unheard of. There's a reason why we have OTAs or camps in the offseason, and that's to get to know the players, understand who they are physically, how they mentally think, how much information they can digest. I mean, this staff started way behind the eight ball as far as being able to implement their offense and defense. So it's hard to figure out where the blame is. And it's almost like for me, I'm giving them a mulligan this season based off of that. But then let's see what happens after this season ends and find out, you know, with the guys they've paid, and there's a lot of money out there, Rick, that they've shelled out. You know, Amari Cooper's big deal, Lyle Collins' big deal, Tyron, DeMarcus Lawrence, you know, Jalen Smith, Zeke Elliott. There's a lot of guys they've paid. I'm curious to see when the season ends, is there going to be a fire sale for the Cowboys because they have so many holes defensively that they have to fill.
I got time for one last question. I'm an ASU fan, and you growing up in the area, what was it like when you finally ran out at Sun Devil Stadium after, you know, rooting for that team your whole life?
It was awesome, man. I was, you know, again, I've said this before, and I'll continue to say it. I've never done anything by myself my entire life. I've always had a support system, whether it be teachers, coaches, family, friends, who just told me the truth and were honest. Hey, you know, you're full of crap. Yeah, I know I am. And they've been real about it. So for me to run out of that stadium at Sun Devil Stadium, where I played 4 years there at Arizona State, and run out onto that football field and have all those fans and family members and coaches and teachers who I gave tickets to who were so supportive of me over all those years to play in front of them and live out my dream it was just unbelievable, man. After that game, I know we ended up winning that game, and after that game, I can't tell you the party we had. I had to pour into all those folks who just poured into me all those years.
Very cool, and we just got about 30 seconds. Crown Your Game Day, Crown Royal. What's that all about, Darren?
Well, this football season, Rick, I've teamed up with Crown Royal to ensure all fans stay hydrated on game day, no matter where they watch. Wherever you're watching sports, you still get to enjoy your favorite game day cocktail, but you have to make time for water breaks in between drinks. I like to drink my Crown neat, and in doing so, I'm responsible in my drinking, and I'm drinking and I'm staying hydrated through the process. So even though I'm having my drink, I'm drinking water at the same time. I partner with Crown not only for this, but also to understand what they're doing inside the community here in Dallas, locally and around the country. This Crown Royal is serving the community, and I'm firmly backed.
Darren Woodson, Dallas Cowboys, great Sun Devil. Darren, thanks for your time, man. We'll talk when we got more time, buddy.
No problem, bro. Take care.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline. We got Rocky Blyer.